My SO interconnection queue dips below 175 gigawatts, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. My SO's generator interconnection queue now totals 174 gigawatts across 944 projects, a result of several developers dropping out of the line in recent months. My SO Vice President of System Planning Aubrey Johnson told a November 11th meetup of the Energy Regional State Committee that MISO expects even more withdrawals as its planners begin processing studies. Johnson said many developers left the queue after the Trump administration announced it would abolish tax incentives for renewable energy development. MISO's queue has dropped steadily since the news. At the beginning of 2025, MISO said it had 312 gigawatts to study. By September, that number had fallen to 215 gigawatts. Johnson said MISO now expects to be able to sign 25 gigawatts of interconnection agreements annually. "We are moving projects through the interconnection queue. We are getting projects ready to come online," Johnson said. He said MISO will work on the 2022, 2023, and 2025 cycles of projects. The RTO skipped the 2024 cycle while it designed a queue megawatt cap and put stricter rules in place to discourage developer speculation. Between now and the second half of 2026, MISO estimates its members will add 8 gigawatts of nameplate capacity to the system. Johnson said if achieved, those additions will exceed the 3.1 gigawatts of capacity additions that MISO and the organization of MISO states said were needed to meet the summer 2026 planning reserve margin. The shortfall prediction came from the MISO OMS Annual Resource Adequacy Survey. Johnson said as of November, MISO has 61 gigawatts of projects with signed generator interconnection agreements that have permission to connect to the system.